Hello and welcome to today's daily card reading. Today's card is from the Simeldis deck and it's called Ambition. Set your sights beyond the horizon. Now, that is very good, but also very bad advice, right? Sometimes we set our goals really high and have these massive expectations of what is to come. But realistically, what works out in our head doesn't always work in reality. And when it doesn't work in reality, we find ourselves at a sort of a disadvantage, right? And in some cases, perseverance is the key. But in other cases, letting things go is the right move, right? However, sometimes when we do get that sort of drive going into us, we're just like, yeah, I must, I put this much time and energy into this project, person, etc., etc., right? And even when things go wrong, we'll just still go ahead and still pursue it. An example is if you really find someone attractive, sometimes you get blindsided by yourself and you start making up these scenarios in your head as to how good things would be with them. You may even think you'll sort your life out with this person. And if they were in your life, then it would be perfect. And if they are interested, then great. But that person still is an actual person, and romanticizing them and having this fictional character version of them in your head whilst they're going about doing their things is not a healthy start to a relationship. However, if they are not interested in you, then you have set yourself at a disadvantage. Why? This person's going to make me happy. This person will make me happy. This person will make me happy. Right? And that's setting you at a disadvantage where you realistically you should be like, well, that happened. Also, you may find yourself in a relationship with someone, romanticizing about them. The more that they are pushing you away, you might find yourself wanting them more, hoping they will change. And you've got this ambition and this drive inside you to make sure that things will work. And you'll try anything to keep this person in your life, right? And realistically, you're, again, setting yourself at a disadvantage to actually let go because you've put so much time, effort, energy, and emotion into this relationship. This isn't just about relationships with, another person or a partner. This can also be the same with work, where you put so much time, effort, energy into it. And the rewards that you get, you hope that your boss will be like, okay, you're amazing. Let's give you a pay rise. And which if that happens, that's great. But if it doesn't happen, you feel like, well, I've put in all this time, effort and energy getting no rewards. Then I'll just do less. But then you set your sights that high that you can't even let yourself down anymore. And you wish that you were a different person. And you just think, God, I wish I was as dumb as everyone else. So where we have ambitions, right, it is good to set your sights quite high or high but make sure that they are attainable goals, right? Make sure that you don't put yourself at disadvantage by selling yourself way too much that you can't actually put in the effort and time. Or if you do put in that much effort and time and get no rewards, then you've just sort of, well, set yourself back, really. So when it comes to managing goals and ambitions, make sure that you're not too overindulgence. And when it does come to some ambitions, just think about it. Are they really attainable? Or is this just a dream fantasy that I have in my head, which I'll then keep as a dream fantasy rather than trying to expect it in reality? Yeah. I'll be back tomorrow with another card.